Dyer's Daily.
Now, Walt Disney always kind of said in any media he happened to be doing that it always started with a mouse. Well, that's not strictly true because he worked on Oswald the Lucky Rabbit a little while earlier, and then the rights to that character were taken, or thus they didn't belong to Disney in the first place, by Universal, and eventually ended up being worked on by Walter Lantz, who created Woody Woodpecker. And this taught Disney a valuable lesson about owning your character and all the copyrights, and that is why in later years Disney have been incredibly strong about maintaining the rights to their characters. And I realize some people may not like that, and I get it, right? I absolutely get it, because it's meant that things like the public domain arguably have been extended to allow these characters to remain there for much longer and Disney to profit off them for longer. But you could argue also that that wouldn't have happened. None of these things would have happened if he hadn't have lost the rights to that character in the first place. In fact, the whole media industry would look completely different, I feel, if he had been allowed to take Oswald with him. Would he have bothered with Mickey Mouse, or would he have just carried on with Oswald? I mean, who knows? Maybe having that experience was exactly what needed to happen to create Mickey and create this cultural icon, because no one really talks about Oswald. And I know that Disney bought the rights back in 2006, I think it was. They swapped him for a sports anchor. But no one's really talking about him because he comes from an age before the mass media, you know, the 1920s. And then by the time the 1930s, early 40s roll around, everyone's either talking about Walter Lantz's other creation or other thing that he worked on, Woody Woodpecker, or the fact that Oswald doesn't even look like Oswald anymore. It's very interesting, the whole history. And I know that they used him in Epic Mickey 1 and 2, which was great. And they recently did a short for the 100th anniversary, which I thought was wonderful. The first with the Disney name on it since the late 20s. Marvelous. And I hope that in the future, aside from cancelling projects with the character in, I hope they actually do something eventually and evolve it in a different way. But I feel that because he's a legacy character, it's almost become too late to do that. You know, in the early days of all this stuff, they could change Mickey's eyes, or they could change the way that Goofy looked, or they could change Donald's voice slightly to be, you know, more a certain way. Now those characters are pretty much set in stone, but you could say, once again, it didn't start with a mouse, and thank goodness, because it's Oswald. Thanks, Oswald. Dyer's Daily.